Hello, and welcome to TrustGodOnly.com, and the title is Love One Another as I Have Loved You. Jesus tells us to love one another just as God commands us to do. Why? Because they both have unconditional love for us, and as God is the creator of all of us, we should obey Him, love Him, and all our brothers and sisters as well. God gave us free will to choose what we want to do with our thoughts, emotions, and how we act. God also gave us instructions on how we should live, think, and act towards Him and our brothers and sisters. If we follow the guidelines that God has laid out for us, we will have and live a happy and prosperous life. God is not trying to run our lives or be mean. He is only looking out for us because our human nature in itself is corrupt and it will lead us to self-destruction. We also have the evil forces of Satan and the fallen angels who hate us and God with a passion. They are partly responsible for the cause of man's self-destruction, hate, violence, and wars. They are evil, wicked, and hell-bent on seeing man destroy themselves. They want nothing more than to see us rebel against God. They are deceivers that try to get us to hate one another instead of being peaceful, kind, and loving towards one another. Because of them and our human nature, it is so much easier to follow our pride instead of humbling ourselves. Pride is the root of all sin, and it causes us to be self-centered, which leads us to separating ourselves from God and our fellow man, because we are only thinking about ourselves and what we want. Imagine if everyone cared about each other first and helped them with their needs. The world would be a much happier place with people caring for each other instead of only caring for themselves. We wouldn't need rules and laws and boundaries, prisons, and so forth. There would be no violence, racism, famine, diseases, or wars. War doesn't necessarily mean two or more nations fighting against each other or a civil war within a nation. It basically means neighbor against neighbor. We can start a war against anyone simply by letting our pride get the best of us. One way is being resentful towards another person or a group of people. Why is it so hard for us to be humble, forgiving, caring, and to keep peace within ourselves? Because it takes work, hard work, to overcome our pride, change our thought process, control our emotions, and behave rationally. Being at peace with the world gives us freedom from being a slave to the burdens and troubles that the world and the people in it cause us to be. We don't want to be slaves to anything, but as long as people and the world can control our thoughts, how we feel, and how we act, we are slaves. Man has been fighting for peace and freedom for thousands of years. You know as well as I do that as long as evil is present in this world, the world will never be free or at peace. There will always be one war after another, whether it is between nations or neighbor against neighbor. There is only one war that we really need to fight, and that is the one against evil. The Serenity Prayer says it best. God, grant me the serenity to accept things that I cannot change, the courage to accept the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Acceptance and gratitude are keys to finding peace and freedom within ourselves, but having someone help, guide, and teach us is the way to learn how to acquire it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. God sent him to help us, to show us a way out of being a slave, to teach how to become humble, and to live a life in peace and freedom. You can call on Jesus for help, or you can choose to be a slave of the world. That's why God gave us free will. He doesn't want to force anyone to do something they don't want to do. What God has to offer is much different than what the world has to offer. God offers us everlasting peace, joy, happiness, and freedom from our self-destructive nature, while the world offers us temporary peace, freedom, happiness, and death. What value is there to gain the whole world and lose one's soul? In John 13, verses 34 and 35, Jesus replies, I give you a new commandment. Love one another, just as I have loved you. You also must love one another. By this love you have for one another, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Thank you so much, and may God bless you always.